Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Do I have to say anything about this weather? Unless you're in Cancun or someplace like that where it's just like 105 degrees. But if you're around Riverdale in Florida and different places like that, I've been told you it is cold this morning. It is in the 20s. That is low temperature. But I know that you're already bundled up. You got good heat. Everything, you almost feel like it's Florida in your house because I know that you got the temperature turned up and everything, and because you're prepared. You're like a Boy Scout or Girl Scout. And so I'm already confident that there's nobody on this program that is freezing or cold this morning. Also, some of us leave our automobiles outside. And when you do, you get a lot of frost on your windows. I usually go to AutoZone, and I pick up some of that defroster. I pick up some of that cans of that defroster, and you just barely spray just a teeny-weeny bit on it. Turn your wipers on and go on to work. You don't have to be out in the cold scraping, shoveling snow, all that kind of stuff. You just spray just a little bit of on. I usually buy about 15 or 20 cans a year around this time of year, so I can give it to – I give each one of my family members 2 cans of it to start out. Those who don't park in the garage or something like that, but they park outside. And when you get up in the morning and you look out there and you think, Lord have mercy, I got to start this car about an hour early. No, I give them 2 cans of that Z-Icer, and you just barely spray it on there, turn your windshield wipers on, and drive off. That's all you got to do. So I'm hoping that's being prepared. That's what you need to do. I bought 4, 5, 6 cans more of it the other day, and my daughter-in-law texted me the other day. She said, I was so glad to get it because she's been using it all week. So that's a good thing to do. And that's what we want to do is people. Thank you so much for being on this program. I'm still excited about our 25th anniversary. Our congregation did an excellent, outstanding job in greeting our guests, feeding our guests. And the musical program that we had that afternoon was outstanding. I'm telling you, we had a wonderful time. This past Sunday, after church, we visited some of our people who were in the nursing home. I thought we got 2 people in the same nursing home, just around one lane over from the others. And one of them is 98. One of them is 98. And one of them is 94. I think she's 94 now. So we went to visit them, and one that was 98, we took her a little plaque for her outstanding services of 25 years in the church. And then we also took them a flower, but they couldn't keep the flowers. They can't keep real flowers. They have to have artificial flowers, so we had to bring them back. But anyway, so we had a real good visit on Sunday with our shut-in, and I hope that you remember them too during the course of this holiday. One of the first things that was said when we entered this room, our lady was on the far bed, and then I met one just on the bed that was at the door, and she was trying to figure out who we was and why we was there, and the whole shebang. We hadn't even got to our member yet, and he said, "I'm just so glad that you." I said, I told her who was coming. She said, "I'm just so glad that you're coming here because there are a lot of people in here that don't get no visitors at all. Nobody comes to see them." Now, she in there. She already know all about all that. So, but you couldn't hear. And so you have to sort of talk a little loud or a little slow or something like that. And then, of course, we want God to bless one of our members who can't see or hear hardly. That's a 98-year-old. But other than that, she's doing real well. And so this coming Lord's Day, normally we have Bible study class at 9 o'clock. But we won't have Bible study class this coming Sunday because it's Christmas Eve, but we will have worship at 10. We will just meet for that one time for worship at 10. And one of the members that we have for our worship service, he'll be 94. I mean, he'll be 84. He'll be 84 on Sunday, so we'll do a little celebration or something on behalf of that. But then we do have a lot of our members who are going to be out, going to Massachusetts or wherever they're going to go, one going to California, a couple of them are going on a little vacation and everything. So our congregation is going to be slim, but it's going to be spiritual. It's going to be slim, but it's going to be spiritual, and so we don't have to worry about that. And even though we start out small, our goals and everything is still exactly the same. So we're still looking forward to Sunday as we come together to worship the Lord in spirit and, as we say, in the truth. And so we're just glad that you're on the program this morning. Before this Christmas come around, our prayer is today that if you are traveling, if people are traveling to you, if you are just going across town, you don't even have to go out of town. You can just be going on the north or south side of town or whatever you want to call it. We pray for your safe travel to and from. Also, in our prayer, we're going to pray for those who are having a tough time during this season. You'd be surprised how many people have lost loved ones during holiday seasons like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, other holidays during the year. And it poses a little problem for them emotionally. And some of them withdraw themselves. Some won't go to their families, the remaining families, and have a food, whatever you want to call it. But they sort of isolate themselves this time of year. So we want to build them up, comfort them, and to support them as well. Then not only that, but we have some people who are going through some various illnesses and sickness during this time. It may not be at the point of death, but you're just not feeling. You're feeling sort of picket this morning. You're just not feeling the top dog, so to speak. But you are still on this time side of life. Thank God for that. You can, and God will continue to bless you. So our prayers reach a long ways, and for a lot of purposes and for a lot of reasons. For the single mother who's trying to raise some children during this time, all the pressure is on to get that little toy or to get it, or to get that. Matter of fact, you put your light, water, gas bill off for the first year just to go to Walmart and get a toy. It shouldn't be that way, but that's what you do. And then come January, now you're faced with two bills, and then you get a little bit behind on that. And so we want, with the single parents, we want to also pray for the people who are taking responsibility. We don't even go in that direction most time, but I want to pray for people who are taking responsibility. We have some single mothers who have some guys that they hang out around with, this, that, and other. Take some responsibility. When I used to do housing inspection, it was just a sad situation to see a single mother with three kids move about. They was moving about, and sometimes they had to load up their own car, take things three or four pieces at a time, and they was going with a guy who had a truck. He didn't move. He didn't raise a finger. He wouldn't help him at all. But the next time I go visit at home, there he is sitting up in there. I don't understand that, women. Ladies, I do not understand that. How you can have three children. Nobody with accountability at all. Every time a holiday comes around or something like that, you are struggling. Every time the child needs something at school or trying to do a project at school, you the one that's struggling. But some kind of way, you make room and you make time for this guy who is not supporting you at all. But you try to justify it. Some kind of way you try to justify why he's there. You need to ask yourself this question. Why am I letting you be here? Because you're not getting ahead. Matter of fact, if you're not staying the same way, you're still sort of struggling. I don't understand that kind of struggling. I know during the Thanksgiving holiday, somebody was asking me about some Thanksgiving baskets to see if anybody was giving away some turkeys and some things of this sort and everything. And I told him, I said, yeah, it's about 100 places giving away turkeys and things right now. You can go get baskets all over Atlanta. The churches were just throwing them out. Matter of fact, we went downtown and there was a church right by the carrot market, as it were. Turkeys all up and down the sidewalk. Oh yeah, do just go over and walk up and get one. So they was asking me about that. In my mind, I was thinking, but I know you hang around with a lot of guys and everything. But the comment was, yeah, I know they're giving them away, but we don't have no ride. We can't get to them. Why don't you have a ride? I don't understand it. When I come over to your house, there's always a car in your driveway, some kind of way. Now, how come they can't take you to get this turkey or get this basket or whatever? Ladies, get your priorities sort of in line or something else, so you can be more productive, so that you can be more happy. Find other reasons than just the guy coming over to the house. I think that's going to be my program for today, because this is the crisis season for a reason, and you could do better. You can do better. You're a better woman than that. You got a lot more going on with you than that. So in your time of need and in your crucial moments and everything, don't keep hanging around with guys that just can't provide for you in those kinds of times. He all over the city. I see his car over there all the time. But now you need a basket to feed your kids and to feed yourself, and you can't find a ride nowhere. You can't even take Uber, Lyft, because you don't have any money. I'm just not understanding that. I see how it happens. It's enough, but you some kind of way, God wants you to be happy, and God wants you to be productive, and some kind of way He wants you to get your life straight and everything. And there's so many assistant programs and everything out there that can help you and can get you back on your feet. But be with somebody who is responsible, who takes the responsibility kinds of times and everything. And I know the Lord can even bless. So we got 500 or 600 different situations going on right this minute with divorcees, with marital. Even if your house is intact, you got a husband and a wife at work every day, you still got some problems going on with that situation. So my prayer is this right here. Be responsible. Be with somebody that's responsible. This coming new year, get rid of some of those demons that you got that's hanging on you, that's following you around. Make some decisions that you hate to make, and I know it's going to hurt, but you got to make them. I know you're gonna spend some sleepless nights, but once you spend one or two sleepless nights, you'll wake up next time thinking, boy, this is the best decision that I have ever made, so that you can move on, so you can move your life on, and you'll be a whole lot happier. Don't let them keep hanging around, just hanging around, with no accountability at all. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And He is coming again. And I hope you have a super duper Christmas. See you next Wednesday.